Mother's Day is around the corner, and I have the best gift idea for you. Hold on to your hats. It's mylifeinabook.com. Every week, My Life in a Book will send your mom a question via email. They will compile all of your mom or the mom in your life's answers and create a legacy keepsake book. The book becomes something you and future generations can treasure forever. I gave both my mother and my mother-in-law My Life in a Book, and they've already started responding to the prompts. When my mother-in-law received her first prompt, she said, "Oh my goodness, what a thoughtful gift." And that's what we all want, right? We all want to give thoughtful gifts. So check out mylifeinabook.com and use code SUSTAINABLE at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day, mylifeinabook.com, and use code SUSTAINABLE for 10% off today. Nothing nurtures the world above better than the soil below, and that's why I am so excited to introduce you to Coast of Maine. Coast of Maine is an organic soil brand that offers a full range of products designed to cover all of your garden and lawn needs. In years past, my vegetable garden, I neglected the soil and I didn't have much yield. If your soil lacks appropriate nutrients for success, your garden may not succeed. And so this year, I am so excited to cultivate the soil before planting the plants with Coast of Maine's organic products. Coast of Maine believes in nurturing relationships with local retailers. So next time you're at your local retailer, look for Coast of Maine products. Get growing. Visit coastofmaine.com to find a local retailer near you. coastofmaine.com. You're listening to episode 34 of the Sustainable Minimalist Podcast.
You are listening to the Sustainable Minimalist Podcast, a show about living simply and sustainably with your family. Here's your host, Stephanie Safarian.
Hello there and welcome back. Today we are talking about 9 items that even the most eco-friendly of listeners are recycling wrong. Now, there is something for everybody in this episode, and I am confident that after listening to today's episode and by learning all the things you're recycling that you actually can't recycle, you'll be ready to take a first or maybe a second or maybe a third glance into your recycling bin. Now, today's episode packs an awful lot of information into under 18 minutes. So we're going to get into those 9 items right away, but first, as the host of this podcast, I would be remiss if I didn't explain the why. Why is it important to only put items that can be recycled into the recycling bin? Why? Putting items in the recycling bin in your home that can't be recycled can contaminate the recycling stream. So after these unrecyclable items arrive at the recycling center, they cause costly damage to equipment. They take time out of waste managers' lives to sift through it, which raises costs for the facility. So it's really important to check with your local municipality and learn what is recyclable in your town versus what's not. The 9 items I'm giving you today are generalities. Perhaps you live in a county that will take some of these items. If so, that's lovely. But in general, these 9 items we're talking about today cannot be recycled. And unfortunately, most people don't know that these 9 items can't be recycled. I talk an awful lot about plastic on this podcast. And if you're new to sustainability, you may be asking yourself why. And the reason is that we all assume plastic is recyclable, right? And if it's recyclable, it's not that big of a problem. But the sad truth is that while plastic bottles and plastic in general is the most commonly recycled item, many plastics are probably not accepted in your municipality. So again, you need to check with your local recycling provider first. But It's so important to understand that little number in that triangle at the bottom of your plastics before putting it in the recycling bin, because it's very possible that your county does not accept them. As always, my show notes rock. And today's episode goes quite fast. We're going boom, 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 9 things in under 18 minutes. I've got all the info we're discussing on the podcast today in the show notes, plus some handy dandy links, plus an infographic on deciphering those symbols at the bottom of your plastic containers. You can find all of that and more in the show notes at mamaminimalist.com/034. mamaminimalist.com/034. So here we go. Let's jump right into it. Item number 1 that you're probably recycling wrong is old wrapping paper. Now, the day I learned that most wrapping paper isn't recyclable was a very sad day in my life, honestly. If you celebrate Christmas like my family does, and on Christmas morning after the presents are opened and there are bags and bags worth of barely used paper lying around, it makes you feel good to think that, oh, that'll be recycled, right? Well, the sad truth is that all that paper does not get recycled. That's because the dyes and the additives that make that wrapping paper shiny and glittery and just generally festive also make that paper unrecyclable. So I have a couple suggestions for you. If you are in the habit of wrapping gifts, I suggest that you go out of your way and you pay that extra dollar or two per roll for recycled and 100% recyclable wrapping paper. I'll include a link in the show notes also with pictures and tips on how my family makes our wrapping paper for the holidays. Now, we're not sitting at a paper press grinding pulp from trees, but we do purchase recyclable paper and then we decorate it ourselves. Again, I'll include that link in the show notes at mamaminimalist.com/034. Now, item number 2 that you're probably recycling wrong is pizza boxes. If you order takeout pizza, the box that pizza comes in is undoubtedly soiled with grease, right? Maybe some cheese, but definitely grease. You can peel the cheese off, but you can't do anything about the grease. And so that soiled cardboard is useless from a recycling standpoint. There's only one place for that pizza box, and that is the trash can. Now, for item number 3, you really do need to check with your municipality's guidelines. And by the way, don't think that contacting your local recycling center is that big of a deal. It's not. In the show notes, I have a handy dandy map. You click on your state, it sends you to your local municipality's recycling center. So you can go through the facts there. And if you don't get your answer, then you can call. But it's not that stressful. Under 10 minutes. Get the guidelines right and you will be well on your way to being an expert recycler. But number 3 is bottle caps. So my husband goes through seltzer like no one else. We've always recycled the bottle, and it would make sense that if the bottle's plastic and the cap is plastic, why wouldn't they both be recyclable, right? However, in many counties, the bottle, so the base, is recyclable, but there's only one place for that cap, and that's the trash can. It doesn't make sense, but basically the long answer is that the cap is made of a different plastic. So that goes again back to the symbols at the bottom of your plastic items in your kitchen. It's silly, but it's true. Check with your local rules so that you aren't inadvertently contaminating the recycling stream. Now, item number 4 is one I put on this list because it was an item that befuddled me for years and years, and it is lined cartons. So if you buy almond milk and it comes in a lined carton, you know what I'm talking about, or orange juice or vegetable or chicken broth. They come in these paper boxes, but they're lined with plastic. So where do you put them and are they recyclable? Most municipalities will accept that waxed cardboard box. And here's the key. If you live in a place that does single stream recycling, which is basically a fancy way for saying that you are the one who separates the recycling at home. So you put the plastics together, you put the papers together, you put the aluminum cans together. That's single stream recycling. If you live in a place where you're responsible for the single stream recycling, make sure to put that carton with the plastics and not the papers. So this is really important, and this is what got me for a long time. So I'll say that again. Those orange juice boxes, those almond milk containers, if you are separating your own recycling, be sure to put those items with the plastics and not the papers. Now moving right along to item number 5, plastic bags. We're all in the habit, right? We forget our reusable bags at home. We go to the supermarket or we go to CVS or anywhere, right? Plastic bags are everywhere. We just put our items in the plastic bag. And then we think, oh, well, recycle that plastic bag. Unfortunately, plastic bags are not conventionally recyclable. So plastic bags, you know their form. They clog up machinery at the recycling facility, and they're just an overall detriment to the recycling process. Now, if you do a bit of searching, you can probably find a place around you that accepts plastic bags for recycling, but I suggest you consider stopping the problem at the source, which is taking plastic bags altogether. Get on that fabric bandwagon. I've talked about this so many times on this podcast before, but fabric bags are more durable. And once you get into the habit of opening your trunk and bringing them into the store with you, you'll never look back. Now, I will say that I have times where I forget them. I have 2 kids that I'm lugging into the stores with me. Things come up, I forget the bags. However, if you're a woman and if you carry a handbag, I'm willing to bet that your handbag is big enough to hold anything you're purchasing at the supermarket or at the pharmacy if you're just running in for a short trip. So we assume that we need a bag. Rethink that assumption and live with intent. Item you are probably recycling wrong, number 6, containers from your favorite takeout restaurant. On episode 20 of the podcast, I had 2 guests come on, and one of them really was honest about how zero waste or low waste living has made her a healthier eater. And that's because a lot of the quick and easy foods we eat are packaged in unrecyclable packaging. When it comes to takeout containers, some are recyclable, but most of them aren't. Now, if you're lucky enough to have a takeout place by you, you go to all the time, and the containers are recyclable, make sure you're rinsing them first. And that doesn't just go with takeout containers. That goes with anything. That goes with your OJ bottle. That goes with your glass jar of tomato sauce. Rinse it out and then recycle it. That is the solid B on the grading scale action. I used to be a teacher, so I think of everything in terms of a grade. If you want that A, or if you want that extra credit, don't rely on those plastic containers. So if you love takeout, that is lovely. However, it's totally okay and totally fine to bring your own containers. So pick a container at home, bring it to the place just when you're ordering on the phone. Make sure you say, I'm going to bring my own container so they don't package it up already. They might give you the side eye the first or second time and you might feel extra self-conscious about it. But trust me, and I promise on the 3rd time, it will be second nature for you and your favorite restaurant. So extra credit is to bring your own container. You don't have to give anything up. You can still eat your favorite food. For me, it's, oh my goodness, Indian. I could never live without my Indian takeout. Bring your own container and just forgo the need for plastic altogether. Now, along the same vein is to-go coffee cups. If you are one of those people who just love your Starbucks, up where I live, it's Dunkin' Donuts. But if you love your to-go coffee, it's a part of your morning routine, that's fine. The problem is that those to-go coffee cups, those disposable one-time used cups, are either styrofoam, which is definitely unrecyclable all the time, or it is a paper cup that is lined with polyethylene. And polyethylene is a fancy word for plastic. That plastic is what keeps that cardboard cup from melting into a puddle in your hands. That plastic-lined cup, like styrofoam, is unrecyclable. So the plastic lid you could recycle, the cardboard sleeve to keep your hand from burning, those could be recycled. However, that cup is not recyclable. When you start to add up all the one-time use things that your coffee is creating, it starts to seem like, wait a minute, this isn't making sense. The cup, the sleeve, the cover. So again, bring your own cup. You will get the side eye. It's part of the process. It is initiation into low-waste living. Embrace it, love it, and keep bringing your own cup anyway. Okay, we are moving right along to number 8. Now, this one is just mind-boggling. It is diapers. If you are in a household with diapers, I really hope, and chances are good, you already know that diapers are not recyclable, right? But listen to this. We are all throwing them away wrong. The EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, suggests that you flush the excrement down the toilet before placing the diaper in the trash. Think about that for a minute. How many people do that? Flush the excrement and then put the diaper in the trash. So again, something we're all doing wrong, diapers. Now, again, extra credit. I used to be a teacher. Go on with your bad self and try out reusable diapers. I didn't use them with my first child. I am using them with my second, and oh my goodness, I wish I had done it sooner. Saves so much money. It's so not hard. It rocks. Go on and use those reusable diapers. Our 9th and final item we are recycling wrong is those plastic yogurt cups and everything that comes in those little plastic containers. It used to be that the plastic container that the yogurt came in was recyclable, as was the aluminum lid. However, if you've been paying attention to current events, you may have noticed that China is no longer accepting our recyclables. And it just so happens that items like yogurt cups, spread tubs, vegetable oil bottles, those items are no longer recyclable simply because China is no longer taking them. What's the solution if you are a yogurt lover? There are tons of brands that sell yogurt in glass containers. I will link to them in the show notes at mamaminimalist.com/034. Or if you are like me and you are just generally one thing by one thing choosing to make them at home, go ahead and make your yogurt at home. Just be sure to write to me and tell me how it goes because I've never done it and I'm excited to try it. So there you have it, 9 items you are probably recycling wrong in under 18 minutes. I have listed everything we've talked about today in the show notes at mamaminimalist.com/034, mamaminimalist.com/034. Now, very quickly, please check with your local municipality's recycling guidelines. I can't say that enough. If you take one thing from this episode, it's that you need to take that 10 minutes tops and figure out what your county accepts and what they don't. Because while we all may be aspirational recyclers by nature, the sad fact is that by recycling non-recyclables, we're doing more harm then good. On next week's episode, I am so excited. We are talking all things canning with a canning expert. We are going to talk about the nuts and bolts of canning your summer and fall bounties so that you can just forego plastic altogether on your next grocery trip. I will see you then. Take care. Bye-bye.